Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Gene Meyer. We're going to be talking about RFID. Now, for those of you who don't know what RFID is, why, you're going to know by the time we finish today. You know, back in the 1930s, when they first introduced Social Security, and they gave us a Social Security number, and many people were very concerned about this. They said, you're going to begin to number us. You want to identify us. You know, this sounds like the mark of the beast that's described in the Revelation of John. And of course, President Roosevelt and the government said, oh no, we would never use that number. That number is only so we can do something nice for you. We're from the government and we want to give you money. Isn't it nice that the older people can be looked after by government? And the purpose of Social Security is simply to provide, but that Social Security number will never be used for anything else other than so you can get your Social Security. Well, unfortunately, most people believe that, just like they believed the government when they told them back in 1913 that the income tax would never go over 3%, and it was only aimed at the very rich, because those rich people had so much money, and wouldn't it be better if it was just shared with the poor people who had so little? Those who have so much could help those who have so little. And it's never going to go over 2 or 3%, even for the very, very rich. But, of course, things never work out as they're supposed to. Well, there's a new technology. There's so many new technology, but this is indeed a frightening one because it means that everything you buy will soon be not numbered and can be monitored. And I don't know how many of you have seen that that advertisement. It was on television about a year ago. It showed this fellow wearing a long overcoat going up and down the aisles of the grocery store, taking things off the shelves and slipping in the inside pockets. And you knew he was a shoplifter. I mean, who else would be slipping things in the inside pockets of this big overcoat? And then as he's leaving the store, somebody races up to him, and you know very well that he's been caught, and the man says, pardon me, sir, but you forgot your receipt. And the inference was that everything had already been monitored and recorded. Everything was done electronically. With us today is Gene Meyer, and we're going to talk about RFID. Gene, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, glad to be with you. You did such a great intro.
Well, why don't you tell us how you got interested in RFID? Better still, why don't you tell us what RFID is?
Okay, RFID is Radio Frequency Identification Devices. And what its purpose is to be able to number every single manufactured or processed item on the planet. Everything from your cans of Coke to the individual packs of cigarettes you buy will each have its own individual identification number.
And, of course, up until recently, the technology wasn't there, but technology is exploding so rapidly that this is not only a theoretical possibility, it will soon be a reality. And the time will soon come, ladies and gentlemen, whether you will neither buy nor sell, lest you be known by the number of your name, or have the mark, and of course the mark is 666. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Gene Meyer. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Gene Meyer. We're going to be talking about RFID, the Radio Frequency Identification, a program which is being introduced not only here in America but throughout the world. And now, Gene, we have with us right now a new station. The listeners did not hear my intro, so you intro the subject and tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and why you're interested in this identification program, which is being rapidly introduced throughout the world.
My name is Jean Meyer, and I'm a consumer advocate. I specialize in saving money, getting good deals, and things that, you know, concern shoppers, buyers. I very much advocate truth in business, you know, honesty. I don't promote products and things that I don't believe in. And I also warn the people who listen to me or follow me, if you want to put it, ways to get better deals. I also tell them about things that are not such a good deal. RFID is one of those items. RFID allows an item to be randomly numbered in sequential order or whatever that can be read by an infrared device. Therefore, no matter where you go, these will be installed in all the stores, all the banks, all the shopping malls and parking lots. So wherever you go, you will be constantly monitored by a certain number or device.
And as incredible as it seems, why this technology is already here and is being pushed by our good friends at Walmart. And who are some of the other major corporations that are pushing this, this tracking of every American?
It's everywhere from being imprinted on our circuit boards to being put in our tennis shoes, to our clothing. RFID units can be washed. They seem to have pretty much an unlimited lifespan. They are smaller than a grain of dust and can be hidden almost anywhere.
And then, of course, they have to have an aerial. Now, right now, the aerials are a fairly good size, aren't they? But they're getting smaller all the time?
No, the aerials fit on that half a grain of dust.
All right, fine. So, now, basically, they're being put into clothing, aren't they? They're being put into tires. Where are they being put?
Clothing did a large RFID study about a year ago where they implanted these devices in over 500,000 pairs of women's underwear. They could tell by this number what size, what color, where they were purchased, and whom they were purchased by linking all this information in one great big database.
And so the government is very interested in the type of your underwear, the color of your underwear. They want to know everything about you. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gene Meyer. We're talking about RFID identification, radio frequency identification. How long has this been around? How widely is it being used today? How widely will it be used in the future?
It's really advancing very quickly. It's probably less than 5 years old, but it's advancing so quickly. The technology gains are incredible. We went from something that was larger than a barcode to something that is now smaller than a grain of dust in about 3 years of concentrated research. And a lot of the major companies are putting so much money into this technology because of its possible implications that it's just... so much funding has given way to so much research.
And I think what's so incredible is that they can number every item of every sort everywhere in the world with this incredible electronics. So they can number every undershirt, every manufactured or being manufactured in the future, every pair of shoes, every tire. I understand Michelin's putting these in. Have you heard that, in the Michelin tires?
Yeah, they're putting our tires. They're putting them in our cars. I mean, the implications for this and what they're putting them into are really quite scary, because we haven't even touched the privacy issues yet, or what they do with the information once they receive it.
Well, what do they do with the information once they receive it? And what are the privacy issues here? Should we be concerned, or should we know that the government is benevolent, would never misuse any of that information?
Well, so far this is all being pushed under the Homeland Security Act and the Department of Defense. They're allowing this to happen because they say, because of these individual signals, that someone who walks into the airport will automatically be picked up because of the particular number on this item, they'll be able to tell if someone's carrying a gun or a package of gum.
But, of course, why are they worried about that? They knew who nine of the terrorists were. They were identified, and nine of them were stopped before they got on the planes and then allowed to get on the planes with their weapons. So, how much more information do you really need when you can get almost half of the terrorists there? Or are they using the terrorist attack to justify expanding their control over the American people? Is that a possibility?
Gee, it sounds like it to me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your concern. How did you get involved in this? Was this just something you learned as you began studying what was happening as far as consumer products were concerned?
Well, first of all, I'm a geek. I'm into computers and things like that, so anything along those lines very much fascinates me. My cousin was working for a company that was developing some RFID systems, and we got to talking about it, and that really piqued my interest. So I started studying it. And at first, when it was invented as a tracking system, much like the UPC code, on every package. The only thing was, once they discovered how long the RFID units lasted, how well they worked, they started thinking of more and more applications to put them in. It goes as far as our money. It will soon be in our money.
Well, now, of course, how expensive are these items now? Is this like 5, 10, 25 cents? How expensive will it be to put them in every item?
Right now, current manufacturing costs make them about a half a cent a piece.
About a half a cent a piece. So
almost any company can afford them.
Well, now, what is the justification for this? Will they be able to do away with the check stands as far as people are checking you in and out of a Kmart or a Walmart? Or what are the implications of it?
They would like you to think that. Actually, what's happening right now is they're building up this massive database of information. And much like you get spammed on the internet, they're going to have all this information on what type of shoes you buy, what type of hairdressing you buy, what type of food you buy, to allow them to sell to you better.
And so you think it's just all about mercantilism rather than tracking us as individuals?
Well, a lot of it has to do, the merchandisers on their end, that's what they're into it for. A lot of companies can be into it under the guise of the Homeland Security Act. But it's all definitely, a chance to make money, whether it's for the government by selling our information or if it's by the grocer who's profiting from reselling our information.
All right. Now, Chris, we're not hearing an awful lot about this. There are only a few people already talking about this amazing technology that, according to Gene, is no larger than a grain of dust, and yet they can put that in there, and they can walk you past a scanner. How what is it? They have to be within 3 or 4 feet of the scanner at the present time to be able to pick it up?
No, they have some devices that are a little larger that will allow them to scan about 30 feet away. But the technology is gaining all the time. The more scanners they have, the easier they'll be able to track you. Portable hand scanners right now, if you do a search for them on the internet, you can find out some of them are as low as $20, which makes them accessible to almost everyone.
And then, of course, this will pick up the number, and that will have been recorded, and all they have to do is go to the number to know who you are and when you bought it?
Mm-hmm.
And of
but
course,
let's make things worse. What if you have a $10,000 stereo in your house, and it's broadcasting that number, and I'm a thief driving past, and I read on my scanner, you have a $10,000 stereo in your house?
Well, I know, but how would the thief get the information on my $10,000 stereo? Not that I would ever have a $10,000 stereo.
Well, if he has a reader that enables him for $20 to be able to read what's in your house just by driving past.
Oh, I see. So he actually, then he can zoom in. Once he has the number, he knows what it's in reference to.
Exactly. It'll all be done and tracked through the internet. Much like people can hack the internet, you can also be able to have access to the system.
Well, of course, is there anything being done to ensure the privacy of the people, either from the criminals or from the bureaucrats?
Well, there's not a lot of legislation to prohibit it right now because nobody's fighting it. I mean, people just don't know, and so unless a congressman or someone else stands up and says, we don't want this, it's going to happen. Nothing will be done done about it until it's too late.
Well, now I understand that Walmart and Procter & Gamble and some of those other large companies are behind this. Oh, who's really pushing this? Which of the major corporations are behind this effort to bring us all under surveillance, as it were?
Actually, it's not a particular major corporation. It's of manufacturing anyway, but it's companies like Walmart. Walmart has mandated an issue that by 2005, the top 300 suppliers to Walmart all comply and install RFID devices in everything in the Walmart store.
And so then, of course, they will be able to monitor everything that goes in and out of the store.
Exactly.
And certainly, that'll certainly help as far as shoplifting, won't it?
Well, if it were like shoplifting, then it would be more like the magnetic strips that you get when you buy a DVD or something, that when it runs over the scanner, it would die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that, because even when it runs over the scanner, it doesn't die. It stays alive in your home.
All right, fine. But then what is the advantage to Walmart to having this sort of technology installed in everything in their store?
Well, reselling your information is big business. Also, you know, with security issues. The fact, too, is once they link you with this item and this credit card, now they have a profile of their shoppers, which they say will help them serve us better.
Serve us or control us better?
I guess it depends upon what side of the fence you're on.
All right, fine. Well, I think this is amazing technology. Now, Gene, as you tell people about the RFID technology, what sort of response do you get? So people shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, this is nothing diabolic about this, isn't it? It'll probably make it, well, a lot easier to keep inventory and things like that. Would that be a justification?
Well, it's pretty much justified under the Homestead Security Act. Most people think, you know, it won't catch on much like a lot of the other things. And other people don't see the implications for their privacy being violated. They feel like, you know, if I have a chip in my child and I'll be able to track it all the time and know where it is in case it gets stolen, that's a good thing.
Well, of course, this won't really, you know, unless you put in something like the digital angel, this won't be good for a child. The RFID is really rather short distance scanning, whereas the digital angel, you know, you can go almost anywhere and they can track you by global satellite. But is that true? Or?
Well, it's getting to that technology right now. Okay, right now, actually, you have to have a scanner, but in a couple of years, it'll be so widespread that they're hoping people will voluntarily have some kind of a card to scan, much like your ATM card, or even be implanted with these things.
And that way, of course, nobody can steal your card. In fact, have you noticed how much emphasis they're placing on television about identity theft? Identity theft. Danger of identity theft. And did you ever wonder why they're spending so much time and so much money? Because they have to pay for those advertisements. Are they really concerned about us? Or are they implanting ideas in our mind in preparation for something that they have planned in the future?
Well, they also make money off it. By selling you a chip, by preying on your fears, by exposing the vulnerabilities of the Internet and the vulnerabilities of us. They make money.
And so you think that the major motivation behind this, these advertisements about identity theft are so they'll make money selling us chips that they can implant in us so they can track us every place we go?
Yeah, because wouldn't you feel better if your car had like the OnStar system and if it got stolen, you would know exactly where it is?
No, I really wouldn't, because that would give the government the ability to track me wherever I go. And I'll have to admit, I, like the founding fathers of this country, believe that men are corrupt. And as Thomas Jefferson said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Because, of course, our founding fathers realized that all men are corruptible, and they feared the power in the hands of men. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, Gene Myers, and we're going to be inviting your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I'm I'm sure that many people will accept these explanations. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? They could track our cars, they can track our cell phones, they can track our children, they can track our dogs. Isn't it wonderful? Maybe we could even move to a cashless society. And then, of course, everything could be tracked. Everything we buy or sell. And we couldn't buy or sell without the mark.
Tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact that too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
This is leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, why, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets. And this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and if you've never tried them, you really should. Call us at... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Gene Meyer, and of course we're talking about the RFID chips and of course their potential impact on the very lives we live, because this can transform shopping completely everything you buy, once these are implanted, will be trackable. And, of course, they're developing other chips so that they can not only track your clothing and your tires, they can actually track you yourself. Now, Jean, how close are we to these being placed in all of our clothing?
Oh, within a couple of years. Like I said, some manufacturers are already doing it. Others, you know, everybody from your shoes to, you know, everyone else is interested in our ID, and they all want to make money.
And I think that this is, of course, really going to be the wave of the future. Everything will be tracked. Everything will be numbered. Everything we buy or sell will certainly be numbered using these amazing new chips. Now, is there anybody who's expressing concern about it besides you?
Well, yeah, there's a couple other websites on the net. You can go to 777radio.com and click on some of the stories and articles and information on there. There have been stories in CNN and other places like that, but we really don't have a government-sponsored bill to say what happens to our privacy as of yet. So right now, your privacy information goes wherever the manufacturer directs it.
All right, we've got Bert on the line. Hi, Bert. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hamilton, Ohio.
Okay, fine.
The question I was wanting to ask you is, well, actually, there's two questions. The first question is that there was a book I picked up at a used bookstore called The Lucid Project by Tex Mars. And in that book, he was talking about how this numbering system was going to take place. And, like, phase one was tracking all merchandise and purchasing of merchandise. Like, you go to a grocery store nowadays, they have, like, a cash card at discount. Items that are sold, but it's like if you don't use that card, the prices are so ridiculous that you want to have that card. And my question is where does the information go once you fill out that form, you know, with your name and address and who you are? Is there some place it goes to, or does it stay at the grocery store, or does that all have to do with what you're talking about?
All right, Gene, that's a very, very good question, Bert. Gene, how do you respond? Bert is concerned about the grocery cars because we're going to.
It's pretty much the same thing. The store decides, or the corporation that issues the card, as to what they're going to do with your information. And a lot of them take all of our information and put it up right for sale on the internet.
And also, the government's very interested in that. You have to understand these grocery cards are a scam. They double the price, and then they cut it down about 40%. So it actually costs you more on average at the places where you use these cards. But they've created the perception you're getting such a good deal because we're from this company, and we really want to help you as long as you are part of the whatever the grocery store is, the grocery chain, and it is a scam. And I certainly... have a solid rule. We just don't shop at any place that's scamming people that way.
I agree, and that's part of my consumer advocacy is the fact that I like to only shop in stores that don't collect my and resell my information.
And you have to understand, Bert, what happens is when you go through the check style, they actually punch in everything. Everything is done electronically. So they know everything you bought, and they associate that with your grocery card. Now, you may think that you're going to outsmart them. You may be willing, of course, to buy a few things there just using your credit card, but you don't use the grocery store card. But, of course, they can associate that with you. So they're collecting a dossier on you. They know whether you've got a dog or a cat, how big it is because the amount of food that it eats. They know so much about you just from information they're collecting. They're collecting it, and believe me, the government's very interested in all of this information. After all, you might be a terrorist.
Right.
Anything else, Bert?
Yes, sir. My second question is that back before... The new $20 bill was produced. I was reading like reports in Reader's Digest and in other, you know, small columns about how the money is getting so expensive to produce that it's almost costing as much as the face value of the bill. And does that coincide with this thing with the cashless society? I was just curious because I'm seeing how it costs more money with the watermarks and the special printing, and it's like they keep raising the standards on these on the dollar bills to stop counterfeiting. Is that going to play a part in the switching over to like the national ID card or some other means of purchasing outside of the dollar itself?
You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment, okay?
Help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Inner to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you that a lot of the people who use them tell us the great things that have happened to them. A lot of people have told us it's helped their psoriasis, and all we can do is say, why don't you try it and see if it'll help? I'm talking about now the gel or the lotion. Other people tell us it helps their skin rashes, it helps their acne. Some people say the neutralizing alkaline solution helps their heart burn or upper gastrointestinal tract. Some people say it helps their lower gastrointestinal tract. All we can do is suggest you try the soap, the moisturizing soap, the lotion, the gel, and the neutralizer. I will tell you, I've used the gel and the moisturizing soap now for several years. I wouldn't be without it. In fact, nobody in my family would be without it. Why don't you call and get an introductory trial by calling 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Miracle 2 soap products. Then we carry another very interesting product. It's called the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. It's basically for people who care about their children and want to get them out of government schools, who don't have a lot of money, but they have to have a computer. And here you can get the entire curriculum for your child from grammar school to high school graduation for $199.95. Now, that's not every year. That's the entire program. All of the textbooks are there except for the Saxon math textbooks, which you have to buy separately. Dr. Robinson is a personal friend. He used these textbooks. Pardon me. He used this program for his six children when the first two boys graduated from high school, homeschooled. They went directly into third year of college. They were so far ahead of the people who've been dumbed down in our government schools. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. You won't be sorry you did. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we have Bert on the line from Hamilton, Ohio, and he's asking about, if all this is going on today, is this a prerequisite? Is this sort of foreshadowing the fact that we're going to be tracked by the government? Is that basically what you're asking, Bert?
Yes, sir. It's just that I'm just noticing certain trends, and I was just wondering if that... what it's costing us, the taxpayers, to produce, as far as, like, the different types of $20 bills you're seeing, the new colorful one that got out.
All right, fine.
They keep increasing the difficulty in producing these, our actual dollar.
Okay, fine.
It could be cheaper.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts on that, Gene? They have all these new money, and they keep telling us, oh, we've got to have all this new money because of the counterfeiters. And this is why we're going to go in, and we keep changing the bills. It's all by the counterfeiters, and we're putting little strips in there, some sort of radioactive strips. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, RFID and our money will give the government a type of control they have never, ever had before, and that's to track a dollar bill all the time. It'll be tracked when it leaves an ATM machine and goes in your hands, and God help you if it ends up in a drug dealer's hands. It will allow them to keep more tabs on our taxes, because somebody who's spending an extraordinary amount of cash, who claims that they only have a very small income, this would give the government a way to look at it and say, oh, this isn't true. So to the government, it's worth the extra money to be able to have the control and the information.
Bert, I really think this is all part of the move towards the cashless society. The latest issue of the Futurist magazine, and this is an occult organization. Many people probably belong to the World Futurist Society don't know it's founded in the occult, but their logo until recently was a circle made up of three sixes, and I'm sure you know the biblical significance of that. Once we begin talking about it on the radio, amazingly enough, why they changed the logo. But you'll find Marie Strong and Barbara Mark Subbert and that great American patriot who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never allowed to win, Robert Strange McNamara. They're all on the advisors of this group. And the lead article recently showed a hand containing a quarter with a caption beneath, going, gone, the move towards a cashless society. I believe that we are moving towards a cashless society. I believe that the new money is a temporary thing. It's going to be used because we're going into a two-tiered money system. One will be used here in the United States. The other will be used externally. And eventually we will move into a cashless society. This is their plan because by this means they can control everything you do and monitor everything you do, just like it says in the 13th chapter of Revelation. These people know exactly what they're doing. This is demonic. They just don't want you to understand, and certainly most of our leaders, our Christian leaders, would never speak out and tell you that, you know, if we're going into this sort of society, it's going to have to be moderated through men and through their actions and through the power of government.
Thank you, Dr. Stanley. I just wanted to say that your ministry has truly been a blessing, and I will be certain to mission your ministry in prayer.
God bless you.
And thank you. And thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay, Gene, do you have any thoughts on what I was saying?
You pretty much nailed it down. I mean, I think the cashless society, for the most of us, will be the much safer society, and we'll realize that. Because, like I said a little while ago, if somebody can drive by your house and know how much, you know, cash you have in your house, it will make you a victim. If they know how much cash you have in your purse or your wallet, it will make you a victim. Therefore, if we go to the cashless society, then we will be touted as being safer.
Yes, I know, just like the people of Germany were so much safer when they had Adolf Hitler in power, because he really made the streets safe, and there wasn't a lot of crime there. Well, we've got Ben calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Doctor. Very wonderful show. Two things on the edge that are coming at us, like it or don't like it, is the ID card, which is going to have a DNA sample. Talk about the eugenics dream of ethnic cleansing. And also you have this biochip, which they want to make mandatory, which means anywhere you go. But on the tracking of the money, the lady hit it right on the head. If it turns up in a drug dealer's hands or in a topless bar or a gambling casino, then you're suspect right off the bat. And the gentleman that mentioned the food tracking, when you get the big discounts, remember, you walk in those stores, you see a 24-pack case of this sweet drink or that sweet drink, $2.19, so I gotta have it. And then I've heard the Medicare system with the Patriot Act, that they call that a high-risk lifestyle, and it will be used to deny you medical insurance. They're gonna say you caused it yourself because of your high-risk lifestyle, too much sugar, too much cookies. They know if you buy beer or cigarettes, and it's gonna be used to deny you your constitutionally Social Security and Medicare. Because, listen, people, those are your tax dollars. Please support Dr. Stan, and let's save our country. And remember the motto of all good Americans, Fahrenheit 9/11.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Gene Meyer. Gene, do you have a website that people can go to get more information on what you do?
Yeah, they can go to 777radio.com. That's numeric 777. I just wanted to mention the couple of points that last caller made, and this is true. Now you see why so many companies are interested in this technology for different ways. I mean, if you're a non-smoker, supposedly, and they drive past your house and find cigarettes in your house or on your body, then they can deny you health insurance at a decent rate. So he hit a lot of things right on the head. There's so many implications to this, and where our information is going, there needs to be some laws to regulate this.
In fact, one of the interesting stories was a gentleman who slipped and fell in a grocery store, he ended up suing the grocery store, but apparently the water on the floor, grease or something on the floor. Well, they had the record of everything he'd ever bought in the past, and he was not infrequently buying either wine or liquor of some sort, and so this was all bought out of the trial. They made him out to be a wino, an alcoholic, infer that he must have been drunk at that time, because they had all the records of everything he had bought, and that was used against him. When he bought them, he had no idea that they were collecting those records. What else do they know about you? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard our 4-tape set on China, you need to get it. It tells what happened back in 1948 and 1949 in communist China, and the similarities between what happened then and what is happening now are, well, they're just rather shocking. Let me suggest, if you have never heard our 4-tape set on China, it's well worthwhile getting, well worthwhile thinking about, well worthwhile realizing that freedom once lost will never be regained in our lifetime. Well, Gene, you know, you must be doing other radio programs. Are other people as interested and concerned about this monitoring as we are here and our listeners are?
There are very few people interested in stopping it, because after all, the buck stops there. And if they can find a way to track your car and issue you a speeding ticket or raise your insurance rates because you drive recklessly, they're going to do it. Our responsibility as citizens is to mandate that the government have some kind of law as to how much access they really have to us. Because I want my private life to still be my private life.
Well, I think that we all do. I think, though, that tragically, people do not understand that the founding fathers of this country did not trust government. They wanted people to be free, and they realized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and that tyranny and total government were synonymous, and so they laid out a program, the most wonderful document in the world, which was our Constitution, which limited the power of the central authority by checks and balances, and limiting what the Congress could do, and limiting what the President could do, and limiting what the courts could do. How far we've come from that today. Well, we've got Larry on the line. Hi, Larry, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Concerning this chip that they can put in just about any item that you buy.
Yeah, okay.
Is there any way to neutralize this thing? If you can buy a $20 scanner, can't you scan it yourself and remove it? Or is there any way to neutralize that thing?
That's a very legitimate question. What about Larry's question? Incidentally, Larry, where are you calling from?
Lima, New York.
Okay, Lima, New York. Is there any way that we could scan them and just cut them right out of our clothing?
Well, it depends upon where they're planted. If they're planted in the soles of $200 tennis shoes, are you going to tear your shoes up to get to them? If they're in the seams of a $300 dress,
well,
are you going to cut the seams to get to it?
I don't know. I would think that would depend on how concerned you were about your privacy. But what happens if your underwear, things like that? What you're saying is it would be an awful lot of trouble to do this, and most people wouldn't be that concerned. Would that be a fair statement, Gene?
That's it. They're all going to go along complacently until their information is actually used against them and they realize.
Yeah.
Well, if it was in the form of a fiber, I can see a bigger problem.
Well, it is in the form of a fiber, and that fiber they're going to weave into our dollar bills.
And I think that they're really going to weave this into our undershirts and into everything. They're already putting it in Michelin tires. Walmart is one of the major forces behind this. And so is my understanding. Procter & Gamble is involved in this. The major corporations with the big bucks all seem to be going along with this desire to carry out this, what I believe is a Luciferian plan.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to bypass the system. Would it be possible to eliminate dollars and go to coins? Do they put it in coins? I don't know.
Until they put them in there.
I think, Larry, what we have to do is educate the people, educate, and when the people say we're not going to put up with this, and we get rid of these the finest politicians that money could buy, and start getting people in there who in government who fear God rather than government, at that point we're going to be able to take America back. But you know, trying to just to get around what's going on, or trying to live within a system like this, is like the person in Germany, you know, who said, "Well, I'm not going to let anybody know I'm Jewish, and that way I'll be able to live here and prosper and get along in the world." But sooner or later, they're going to find you out.
Well, yeah, they are, because I could be considered an activist, and because I call Washington the senators and representatives, I am considered a lobbyist because I call them more than 15 times a year or something like that.
Well, I tell you what, they're keeping track of you. They keep track of every telephone call you have ever made. And if you ever write a letter to the editor, that's even worse. They keep those on file. I know I've seen the letters I wrote to the letter editor 40 years ago in my FBI file, which I got.
I was denied a job at the Kennedy Space Center because I had written a letter to three of our presidents of the United States.
So there you go, Larry. You've got it, you know, their surveillance. They're keeping the records on it. But the average individual doesn't understand. They're more afraid of Osama bin Laden than they are of the people who financed Osama bin Laden. People have forgotten Osama bin Laden was financed by the Central Intelligence Agency. If you don't believe it, you'll want to get my latest newsletter. Of course, the CIA will deny that, but what would you expect them to say? Why we financed Osama bin Laden? We knew that there was going to be an attack on America. Would you expect them to say that sort of thing? And we did nothing about it?
Well, some of us try. And you offer information and people don't even want to know.
But Larry, that is not your job whether they care or not. Your job is to tell them. God will use the information you put out there for his purposes.
I say amen to that. Keep up the good work, and I appreciate the information on this being able to track everything you buy, because when I head for the hills, I don't want anybody to know where I'm going.
Okay, God bless him. But he gets awful hungry just eating those acorns, I'll tell you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Okay, and that was Larry calling from Lima, New York, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Jean Meyer. We're talking about RFID. Her website is 777radio.com. That's 777radio.com. And do never believe it when they tell you, oh, we want to give you this nice little grocery card here at the grocery store because we really like you and we want to save you money. Actually, it's been calculated by the time they amass all of this information, it costs a lot of money, to do what they do. It actually is more expensive for them to have the grocery card, and they're not going to save your money, but they are going to get your privacy. Well, what are some of the other things you'd like to tell our listeners about this, Gene? I'm sure there must be so much you've learned as you begin looking behind the scenes at the information we're not getting from Dan Rather or Bill O'Reilly or certainly from Rush Limbaugh.
Well, you know, there's just so much that our government is into. The government right now is so ecstatically happy with this program because so many manufacturers are paying for the costs and they're reaping the benefits. And they're, you know, able to get a handle and control like they will never have had before.
But I think
we will actually be the last generation of really free people.
I fear that you're right. Of course, it doesn't have to happen that way. None of these things have to happen. The question is, how can we convince the American people that they have to be involved in what's going on? How can we convince them what our founding fathers knew, and that is that you can never trust any group or any people with power, because power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, as someone once said, everyone.
They're just going to have to start paying attention. Most of them won't care until it directly affects them. When they get raised of rates from their insurance company because this device said you drove 5 miles over the speed limit consistently for, you know, every day that you drive your car, all the way down to IRS audits because you spent $28,000 and you say you only have a $20,000 income. So until things like that start happening to people, they're not going to wake up.
And the things, incredible things are happening to a lot of people across America, but because of the degree of control of the media, you're not hearing them. We did a program just last night with a woman who lost her two children, who are autistic children, simply because the bureaucracy got $30,000 or $40,000 from the federal government if they could take those children away from their parents. And this sort of thing is happening all across America today. We have a family court system that actually deprives you of the opportunity for a fair trial, completely independent of the legal system. This is just one example, but imagine all that information they're compiling. They have everything, a dossier on everybody. And let me tell you, if you doubt that they're doing this, there's a wonderful book that was written last year by General William Odom, who is a former four-star general, formerly head of the NSA, the most secret of all the secret intelligence gathering organizations. And since he has signed all of these secrecy promises, why he can't come out and tell you what they're doing, he simply asks you, should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the CIA be hiring journalists in the media? Should the Army or the Defense Department be collecting dossiers on every citizen? And believe me, they are. They call it data mining. In fact, they started out with something called DARPA. They had a logo. It was a pyramid capped by the demonic all-seeing eye. And when there was a furor over that, they took that off, and they changed the name of the organization from Total Information Awareness to, I think, just Information Awareness. But they're doing it. They're collecting those dossiers on you, and you better be concerned. Gene, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and you guys have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Ear to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and just want to mention that we hope that many of you out there would want to seriously consider getting yourself a Big Berkey water filter. Now, the Big Berkey is made of stainless steel. It filters about 24 gallons of water a day. You put the water in the top, and it goes down through the ceramic filters packed with activated carbon and comes out at the bottom. Tastes great. It removes most of the herbicides and pesticides and the various things you don't want in your water, the bacteria. And a lot of people swear by the Big Berkey. They've been around for a long time. They've been used by missionaries for 150 years. They work very, very well. Now, they cost $279. If you get that or the Berkey Light, why you'll get a four-tape set or a video we produced of your choice. The only problem with the Big Berkey is it's not available in California or Iowa. It's available every other place, but you can't get them here. However, you can get something called the Berkey Light, which is made out of Lexan, and we can actually see the water level, so that's why we got the Berkey Light. And now, if you want to get really fancy, you can get extra lights at the bottom, but that's an extra $60. And, well, unless you're really planning on using them for other purposes, you're better off to get the regular Berkey Light for $199.95 or $199. And, of course, the filters there are far superior to the filters in the Big Berkey, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 3 years. And so, you know, if you want to get the Berkey Light, there are two filters, and it really doesn't filter the water, it purifies it. Water comes out just really great. Doesn't filter quite as fast as the Big Berkey. But of course, if you want to get fluoride out, you can get special post filters. The PF2 filters take out fluoride and either lead or arsenic. PF4 filters take out the MTB, the fluoride, MTB, and and arsenic. And, of course, you can get both of them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And so, if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to, perhaps get a free copy of our newsletter, our latest newsletter, goes into Osama bin Laden. Last month's newsletter, I guess it was the April newsletter, will give you the source of that quotation from General William Odom, a former head of the NSA, talking about how they're collecting dossiers on you, how the Defense Department is collecting dossiers on the American people. What business it is theirs? Why, we're heading towards a fascist society, and the average person working in the Defense Department is just doing their job. But there are people who have a different worldview. They believe we need a ruling elite to control us common folks. And that's why to understand this, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the video. We sort of hope you'll get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the video, and the audio tape. You'll copy the video and the audio tape, and because it's a convenient and easy means by which you can spread the word to others. And you'd be amazed at how many calls we get from people who've either seen the video or heard the tape, because somebody got it to them. And so you have our permission to copy anything that we have produced. We want you to get the information out. Of course, we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family and help support what we do is 5 hours a day on the Internet, on radio stations across America, 4 hours a day on shortwave. We're getting the information out that you're not going to get through the controlled medium. Our telephone number, again, is 1-800-544-8927. Our website is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you haven't seen the new video we're carrying, it's called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You'll actually see some of the more popular rock singers telling about how they sold their souls to Satan. That's 4 hour. You can get the 4 hour volume, or you can get the 10 hour version, the 4 hour version, or the 10 hour version. Oh, great information there you'll never get elsewhere. And then, of course, we have other videos as well. We've got one on Hollywood, how the purpose of Hollywood is to control your reality. It's only a 1 hour video. We have a 2 hour video with Pastor Joe Schimmel, where you'll hear the phonograph records. He has the records, and of course he plays them backwards with his finger, and you'll hear these rock singers who've been calling when you play the forward while you hear the rock song. When you play in the backward, there's no question you hear the words, I love Satan, or I worship Satan. Now, this can only be done by a supernatural intelligence, and that's what you're working with. You're working with a supernatural intelligence. Never underestimate the enemy. He can do incredible things. And many of our rock singers and our entertainers and the people in Hollywood have knowingly and intentionally sold their souls to Satan. And many of our most popular entertainers are in the same situation. But then so are many of our leaders as well. There have always been two forces in America. One was the Christian, the other was the satanic and the demonic. And for many years, the Christian influence was strong, and that's when America was a great nation, and people throughout the world looked to this country as the city on the hill, the lighthouse, the beacon of light, the hope of all mankind. But that is no longer the case, because now the wicked people have taken control of the reins of both of our political parties. And if anything is going to change, it's going to have to be you. Because you're not going to get the leadership from the Christian leaders of this country. I know many of them personally. They know what I'm talking about. Some of them take our newsletters, but they're not going to talk about this publicly. They don't want to be controversial. Well, we're going to have to reach the people on our own. We hope you'll join us in this epic struggle. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our ministers, but please pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, God will never again bless this nation. And lastly, pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, when we're back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.